old Ronnie Coleman. Have you seen the documentary on him yet?
I have not seen that yet.
It is, he is in bad shape.
He had to get the rods in his, in his back?
Yeah, he can barely walk. I didn't realize, though, the guy is extraordinarily wealthy.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
From his career?
Great businessman. I love the footage of him wearing that cop uniform when he started out.
He was barely fit in it.
He loved those shorts.
He's a real muscle-bound guy.
If you know who Ronnie Coleman is, he was Mr. Olympian. What was he, like four or five times or something? He's like a supplement company, drives a fucking nice Rolls Royce.
Jesus.
He's got a bunch of kids.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Are they all into weightlifting?
No. Dude, he is... I think he's only in his 50s, but he can barely walk.
Something tells me rampant steroid usage, allegedly.
Come on now. You don't think that was all natural?
And lifting the way that guy did, it's not going to age you well. The joints are going to go. Yeah. Dude, all of them.
You shouldn't be squatting 2,000 pounds or whatever the fuck he was doing.
I mean, it may have been nothing but a peanut then, but it's going to catch up to you.
It's not lightweight baby now.
No.
That was some heavy ass weight.
Happy birthday to What Up Pete.
Yeah.
This is the birthday week of What Up Pete. Happy birthday to you, Pete, if you're listening. Hope you are.
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't.
You never know. Hopefully.
It's going to be a good time.
Good birthday filled with Jonah Falcon dick pics.
Yeah, we sent you a card. It's in the mail.
Yeah.
It's filled with duty.
Tell us if you got it. I don't know if the
wash your hands afterwards. Don't let the kids play with it.
I don't know if the post office will deliver it. Busy time of year for him. You see him delivering mail at like 8 o'clock at night.
I can't get mail here anymore.
Well,
they cut off my... Somebody tried to break into the mailbox with a crowbar. And then
it's a federal offense.
I know. And then the post office has to install a new mailbox, and then it takes 2 weeks to order a new lock for it.
Might take years, knowing the USPS.
It's been 2 weeks already. I have to go get my mail down at the post office, like a fucking guy who lives off the grid.
You should get a PO box.
Might have to.
It's no good.
Get some BO box.
Yeah, I finished Making a Murderer. Finally.
Well,
I made it through.
And what are your thoughts? What do you think?
The star of the show this season is Steve's new lawyer, Catherine Zellner.
Oh, of course.
Catherine Zellner. Is that her name? Kathleen Zellner?
Yeah.
I think. She is the new star. I love the way she's always dressed to the nines, but then she's going into Mama Avery's trailer. Oh, yeah. And she must, she must hate going in there to interact.
I love all of her paralegals are all like Abercrombie and Fitch
super
employees.
Super young and all super good looking.
All good looking.
Yeah.
Wait, are you in? Like, I got to ask you this. How do you feel about Dassey's? I love that the duo of Dassey's female lawyer and the male guy.
Yeah, it's a weird combo.
He's in love with her. Have you seen him look at her when she's talking? He's like, I wish I could fuck you.
He
so
does
bad.
Seem smitten with her. They're different than Zellner. Zellner seems like slick and kind of the old, you know, like.
Oh, I love everyone Zellner's thrown under the bus.
She doesn't give a fuck.
It could be Scott. It could be Bobby. It
could be the ex-boyfriend.
It could be that guy that lives on the property adjacent to theirs.
It could be the roommate. She's throwing it all out there. She's like, I don't give a fuck who I bury.
Legally, she's allowed to. I thought that was crazy that they would allow her to do that on the show because. Now you're creating suspicion in everybody's mind. It's somebody that could be completely innocent.
Oh, and you could taint a jury if it ever goes to trial.
I mean, just from what she was saying, it did seem like there was a lot of people that could have done this.
Well, and there were a lot of flaws in how it was prosecuted.
I felt bad for Jerry and the other guy, his old lawyers, because I thought they were good lawyers. It turns out they were.
When you watch it, they just show like videos of them. They just look so like inept and shitty. Like they're just standing there.
They didn't have much time in their defense. They didn't have much time to prepare for it.
I love Zellner's. She's a pit bull. Yeah. She's coming. I love. So the whole show, Making Murder, is Zellner's kind of building up Steven's case and why she thinks it should be retried.
She's also going to shave Steven's mother's mustache.
Steven's mom, multiple hairdos. At one point, she had the kid's hairdo from Bad Santa, the fat kid, the tight curls. Then Barb came over, did some sort of cornrow operation on her, some sort of curls.
How heartbreaking was it when the old man forgot his ID when he got to the prison? It was a 3.5 hour drive, and they didn't let him in.
I mean, Mama Avery's really losing it mentally. She's trying to turn on the burners, and she's like, hey, there's something wrong with your stove, and Alan.
He's like, what?
He can't hear anything. He's deaf.
I felt
he was drinking a beer. He's like wasting away. He used to be really fat. Now he's all like weird. He's and thin. Still,
but
dude, I love the brother.
They're both in their 80s.
I love the Avery brother who looks like Stephen Avery meets Dassey. Yeah. He's a big rotund man.
He's like a good-hearted guy.
But I like Chucky Avery, who's like looks nothing like any of them.
He could have been adopted.
But I liked, so Zellner the whole time is towards the end of the show specifically building up a case against Bobby Dassey, Brendan Dassey's brother, and Scott.
You see that list of shit that Bobby Dassey's been looking at?
One of them was horse cum.
I know.
His Google search. He's looking at women who are dead. One was like hot women showing bones, some 13-year-old girls. Yeah. Which, how could you not get arrested on that? Like, they have the internet search.
I don't know.
And so,
I don't know.
One of my favorite parts of the whole show was Barb called Steven when it became news that Bobby and Scott were being looked into.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck is going on, Steven?
He's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then Scott's like, fuck you, Steve.
Well, he's in the background going like, let me talk to that cocksucking loser. I hate him. I hate him. And she goes, shut up.
He
ruined my life.
I think that was the one I was telling you, wait till you hear this combo. Because Scott is screaming, I didn't fucking kill anybody.
I didn't do it, man. He's like, she's going where the investigation takes her. Fuck you. And she's like, he didn't fucking do it, Steve. We didn't have fucking internet then.
He's like, you didn't? Yeah, you did.
No, we did.
Like, what year is this? They haven't had internet in the fucking 2000s.
I think Barb's hiding something. And
she's hiding those luscious titties.
We all know that. But Scott, I don't like his stud earring. I don't trust him. I don't trust his mustache.
Something's going on there. I'm going to say Scott's out of her league. I'm not sure what Scott's doing there.
He fucked Avery on the stand, too. He said he claimed the Ken Kratz in episode 2, I think. Ken Kratz is the biggest piece of shit, the prosecutor against Steven.
Oh, you think? He goes on every night, evening news show and talks about, by the way, he can't do that. Legally, he's not even allowed to do that.
He's a very different scale, but it reminded me of a guy like Tommy Morris, whose job is their sole identity.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, now I can come out and talk about it? Please. Anyone who would interview me, I'll do it.
Ken Kratz is one of the lowest scumbags I've ever seen in my life. I wish nothing but the worst for him. Yeah. I hope that nothing but terrible things happen to him.
In the trial, I like when he gave us, Stephen lit a big whopping fire. He kept saying that. What's a whopping? I've never even heard that term.
Dude, here he is. Then he's
a big old whopping fire.
Then he's fucking is trying to hit on rape victims. What a fuck. Like, how much lower do you get than that?
Yeah, he's a scumbag. By Brian Dassey, who they say he says
a genius. That guy's like a normal dude.
He says that Bobby has always gone against what he said on the stand to him. But he was wearing in one of the court footage, like what appeared to be a zoot suit from like the 1950s, like pinstripe. It was like this. It was a weird suit.
I think it was Peter Dassey's suit.
He was sitting next to Peter Dassey. I think he's loyal.
Dude, it's weird because Barb had like 4 kids with Peter Dassey.
She was into Peter Dassey, and then it all broke apart.
Scott came around. I love this cabin they keep going to. Keep retreating to a cabin.
Yeah, that's where they, a lot of that's where Barb was a lot of the time.
See the family cabin.
We're getting out of here. We're going to the cabin.
There's just some, there's some gold in those combos.
I like when Stephen Avery says he wants to move to Michigan and he wants to bring the whole junkyard with him. He's like, I want to relocate.
Because he wants to give them all something to do, crush cars.
Yeah. It's all they're good
scrap
at.
Stuff.
Steve says on the phone one time, he said he was playing a card game called Shampoo. He's playing the cards in prison.
What's Shampoo?
I don't know. He's like, playing Shampoo over here.
Dude, I can't get enough of, like, I guarantee you that they're all, that whole office, Zellner's office, they're all fucking.
How crazy is it that Steve was broken up by 2 different women on Dr. Phil?
Yeah, well, because Phil, because Dr. Phil saw the ratings of the first one, yeah. So he's like, "We gotta, how great." Did I tell you what he hugs her and kisses her? The look on the face, he says he tongue kissed her.
Yeah.
And then she left him. What? That chick was a cunt. She
was using him for the fame.
She had fake tits. She had everything. She was decent looking. She gets in there.
Her former husband, law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that she went from that to like, hey, I'm going to go rebound. Imagine your
ex-wife. Her daughter.
Is go, hey, I'm going to go date Stephen Avery, who's in prison.
Here's the thing, though. What do you think? Did they do it? Do you think he did it or not?
I don't think they did after I see it all.
It's tough, though, but you're seeing one side of it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just seems like, I think, though,
he should be let out just from the sheer fact of how the case was handled
exactly.
by the government.
So if he did do it, I think they violated his constitutional rights.
And Brandon, like...
But I think Booby Dassey's a shady motherfucker. You look at that internet search, he's a dark motherfucking guy.
And he lied about what time they were in the house, where he, you know, what
when
he
was looking
at. Then
they show him talking to that guy Fassbender, having a fucking gay old time in the court, and they both look over at the camera like, oh, shit.
And they said he could have jumped right in his car, followed her, killed her.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got kids now, dude. People ought to be keeping an eye on that dude.
Yeah, he's shady.
Allegedly.
Shady. Yeah. Steven, I like how he learned from the other inmates that Sandy, the old lady, his lady, was dumping him via Dr. Phil. He was pissed.
Dude, what do you do if you're Bobby Dassey? Now everybody thinks you did it. In just regular life, how do you walk around?
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, and Scott. Seems like you ruined my damn life. On that. But she's just saying, like... She's just like,
no, I know.
I'm not saying he did it. I'm saying, though, he won't answer, like, what I have some questions.
He could have.
She's like, and Scott, you know, it's odd that the vehicle was found right by Scott's place.
She has a lot of credibility. The thing is, I've only heard one side of the story with her. I don't know if there's another side where it's like what people have to say. But she is pretty adamant. She's got a lot of people out of that fucking court or out of that jail.
Yeah, I think 17.
Yeah.
They did Barb's speech on behalf of Brendan in court. God, it was awful. It was like unprepared. It was like, Brendan's a good boy. He didn't do
what are you going to say about him?
But just like some sort of like prepared.
He loves Jenkos.
But it was just like, it was so unprepared and like scattered. I was like, that was horrible.
I mean, what would you possibly say? All you could say is like, dude. I'm telling you, every time I heard someone say how stupid he was, I had to laugh even harder.
Someone said very, very limited. Like one very.
I think it was one of the judges.
One very wasn't enough. Yeah. Like he's very, very limited.
The judges really pounded on top of him on like how stupid he was.
Did you notice Scott had a tattoo that looked like it could have been two pumas fucking? They were like intertwined or something.
Maybe they were.
There was some good ink on the show.
The thigh tat from Barb is beautiful.
Oh, it's Brendan Dassey, Dragonfly. Brendan called his mom. The other day, I was walking with somebody, a dragonfly landed. That's your symbol, Brendan. Scott. He's like, yeah.
Couldn't have been anything else. Dude, also, did you hear when Brandon started narking on the other inmates?
Yeah.
For doing stuff.
Well, then he said, she's like, how is it? It's hot. How's the heat wave? Oh, there's no like. It's hot. There's like, they're not giving us Gatorade. They said they would. And there's no ice. The ice machine's still broken.
I love this.
Yeah.
That's when I go, what are you living at, a Holiday Inn?
When he's like,
what the fuck?
These inmates keep filling up their pitchers. I tell them not to. They say, mind your business. I can imagine some of these guys like, hey, I'll kick your fucking ass.
Dude, I bet you even in prison, people are like, leave him alone. He's so stupid.
Yeah, like, don't even bother.
It's so sad.
Steven said, this was news to me, that if he gets out, he was going to buy his mom a pontoon.
Yeah, dude.
I was shocked by it.
Tuners are huge.
I was shocked.
In my neck of the woods, you got tuners everywhere.
In one episode, the Das Man phone calls, for me, when anytime I heard them, I would be delighted.
And I think the people that were editing it were like, oh, we got to put some more phone calls in
there.
So
he called Barb. He's like, I bought a pint of ice cream for $2.50. And then I bought another one. I'm not going to get another one because if I get out, that's a waste of $5. It's like, that's your biggest problem.
How about his first meal? What do you want?
Maybe some french fries and a hamburger.
That's it? That's all you want?
Like curly fries? They don't have fries in here.
Oh,
and Scott's like, that's all he wants? Okay, yeah, okay.
And she's like, Brandon, come on. You can have anything you want.
Yeah, I think I'll have the french fries. Yeah, okay. I think he said ketchup, too. He's like, they don't really have ketchup in here.
I was like, what does that mean? They don't really have ketchup. Like, they do or they don't.
I'll smuggle it in for you, Brendan, in my bra. Put it under my titties. I don't care.
It's crazy. By the way, did you notice that Mama Avery wears scrubs almost at all times, at least on top?
Yeah.
It's a good look. I like it.
Yes. She's old. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
She's like, you're like, are you a nurse?
No, I just like it.
I feel the person I felt the worst for was the dad. Like, when he would have these fits of anger.
He'd
about
be like, get that goddamn camera off of me.
And then he'd be like, Steven, I just want to see him get out.
It's so hard not to just stare at that missing tooth right in the bottom. He kind of juts his, he has like an underbite. Barb was really cranking the butts hard, smoking those cigs.
That's why I was shocked that she's in her 80s.
Barb, not the mom.
Oh, mom. Didn't the mom smoke?
No, the mom was like taking pills for me. Yeah. Barb, this is one quote I wrote down. Barb wrote, are you ready to come home?
I am.
And she's like, yeah. Then Barb's like, Brendan's been sending a lot of books. And then she holds up a WWE magazine.
That's like, that's not a book.
This is one of his favorite books. Then they showed a caricature someone did for Dassey that was like so like all of them are unflattering and horrible. It looked horrible. Yeah. She's like, look at this beautiful picture.
Dude, I mean, but what are you supposed to do with that?
No, I know.
This is what you have to work off of.
Yo, it's great.
What are you supposed to do?
I like when Dassey said his show was on. He called it Lethal Weapons.
I know. He loves it. He was missing it.
Yeah, he was like, Scott's like, he was like insulted.
What I wanted to know,
Scott was insulted.
Was it the new one with Sean William Scott, and how did he feel about them switching up the main character?
We'll have to mention that in the letter we wrote to him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that's, every time I heard it, I was like, how does he, because he loves that show, he's got to have a real strong opinion.
What if about he stopped them watching it? He's a loyalist.
He don't like Stifler no more. He almost could see him bunking with Jimmy Pidd.
Or being friends with him.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Why do you keep saying yeah?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dassey letter. He said, sold for 200. He said,
I never swore on my letters. There were two swear words in there. It's not enough authentic letter.
I know. You need Sotheby's to come in and authenticate it.
One of my favorite calls was Barb and Scott were doing one of their three-way calls with them. And all of a sudden you hear the automated voice like, you have 60 seconds left. And she's like, and Scott's like, well, what happened? Did you put money?
I didn't put money on the cars.
And Brandon's like, oh, no.
Dude, that commissary deal in jail is insane. Like, the amount of shit you can buy and get, it's crazy.
Yeah. No,
it's such a revenue stream once they privatized it.
It is bizarre.
Getting that ice cream. Dude, oh my God.
I like when Das Man thought he was getting out. He's like, I'm wearing my own undies. And Scott's like, really? You think you're getting out, huh, Brendan? You're wearing your own undies? Wow.
Dude, I would like to bed with them for like 2 weeks.
When he said I thought he was getting out, he's like, are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was their conversation. This guy's getting out of prison. He may be in there for like the rest of his life. That's the enthusiasm. He was so close to getting out too. It was crazy.
They were like, he might be out Friday.
They thought he was. They were going to pick him up.
Yeah, they're like, you're on call. They could be releasing him any moment now.
That attorney general's got a real hard on for
him. Dude, the problem is like they have to admit that all of
when
like
Steven's going to make millions of dollars.
What I don't get is why can't he make millions of dollars now? Because that wasn't that off the original case he was released on?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be, though, if you reoffend that it's out of the books.
I feel like, but you already served your time for that.
Yeah.
What I think is it must be like you have to wait for this case. I don't know. But it seems very odd that he wouldn't get the money. He'd serve the time on something he didn't do.
I like when Brendan's lawyer said, Brendan's a rock. He's our rock. I was like, I don't know if I would describe him as a rock.
I was there was something very attractive about that.
I'm in the same boat as you. It's not traditional attractiveness, but it's something about her that you're like, she has nice eyes, but there's something like that's attractive about her. I don't know what it is.
I was into her.
I liked it. They showed a home video of an 8-year-old Das. He had one of the weirdest haircuts I've ever seen in my life.
Which one was it?
It was like a Christmas video, I think. He had a fully shaved head all the way to like the 3/4 of the back. And full length hair going down.
That was a popular Midwest look.
Oh, I've never seen that in my life.
I've seen it. It was
intriguing.
It's like rat tail-ish, but larger clumps of hair.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen that.
In the 90s, I would see it.
It's almost like someone was shaving your head and the clippers broke and they just were like, eh, well,
no, it was like an actual style. It was kind of like mullet meets rat tail meets stuff.
It's almost the reverse. What's his name from 60 Days In with the number one on the sides? It's like what's this fucking the guy we love?
You're talking about not Jamie Noel, but
his name?
Damn it. He's fallen off the map a little.
I know. God damn it. So long.
Fuck.
It'll come to me.
How do we not? I can just picture him right now.
People are going to be upset by this that we forgot about him, but he's out of sight, out of mind. And he had a chance to come on the show, and he kind of stonewalled us.
He thought he was too big for us.
Did you notice there was a picture of Steven with his mom, like of one of those stills they kept showing where his hair looked kind of like Captain Kangaroo. It was combed all to the front.
He has a lot of different looks.
He does, a lot of facial hair. Because I think you're bored. You're like, what can I do to spice my time up?
I got nothing but time here.
By the way, did you see Kenny Kratz stroll into Das Man, one of his many trials, holding hands with his new lady?
I saw his new lady.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's there. You know what? I hope somebody fucking kicks that guy's dick off.
Oh, he's the worst.
What a piece of shit. Ken Kratz, you piece of fucking human scum. I hope somebody shits in your face. He's probably into that.
He has a scraggly, like, scummy beard.
I don't think I've detested it.
His hair is always, like, grossly wet.
Yeah.
It's not, like, gelled. It's, sweaty.
It's some sort of, like, pomade to give it the wet look.
He's the worst.
But I mean, I don't think I've ever detested anybody as much as him.
He's horrible. One of the old court footage things, by the way, did you notice that Barb looked like Kurt Cobain? She had like dyed blonde hair and she was wearing a flannel. I was like, that Bushman's old friend? Barb.
Yeah, Bob Dassey.
Oh, yeah. I know the Dasseys.
God damn it, dude. What is that guy's name? I just fucking had it.
Scotty Maples.
Yeah, that's it.
I just pulled that out of nowhere. God, I wish I could. There needs to be a spinoff of just what Dassey's life like is in prison.
I think there's going to be a third season.
You think?
Yeah, they've talking about it.
Because I think they just know it.
Just play rating, phone calls.
It's ratings gold.
I can listen to 10 hours of phone calls. Just play the phone calls. I don't care if it's the whole time. Yeah.
I liked when they animated the judges. It became an because they couldn't get the footage. Okay. So they just had audio of the judges and they did the animation.
It was quality, man. That's tough. I mean, either way, I think they should probably get out just from the, I don't know. I think the main guy here is Bobby Dassey.
How shady is it that Barb in that call to Steven admitted that they knew that Teresa had left the property, which they had said all along wasn't true.
I know, dude.
And then she was on Facebook. She's like, yeah, well, Bobby, he said that one wrong thing. Who cares?
The beauty of her is that they're all so stupid that they just fucking start.
Oh, they'll say whatever.
They contradict each other.
On tape. Yeah, they know they're being recorded.
They just can't stop themselves.
Oh,
on Facebook, she'll write stuff. And she'll get in arguments with people.
I love the protests. Or like they show them. There's like, they're dwindling down to like there. Eight people.
And then some guy will drive by and honk and be like, I hope it burns in hell.
One guy goes, give him the chair. And this lady's like, no. One guy was like European. He's like, I believe this is a miscarriage of justice, and I'm here to.
I thought there was
write.
An Irish guy or something.
Yeah, I was
there.
Like, what is this guy doing there?
Very strange.
What a show, though. It definitely lived up, I think, to the first season. I was worried.
Was almost better than the first season because now it's like I get to really see that. You know, I know all the characters.
Yeah.
So season two is just like straight story. We're not developing any characters.
Yeah,
here.
And it's like, what's going on with them? You hear a lot of the good phone calls.
The phone calls, by far, were the best. And we've established Dassey in season one. Season two was just like, it was straight Dassey all the way.
Steven may be the most optimistic person of all time. He's just like, I'm going to get out of here. And I'm
ignorance is bliss. I think we're not the brightest guy. I think, you know, what... I don't think you know any better. I think you're a really smart guy. I'd probably be like, there's no way. It's just the obstacles are just, there's too many of them.
And it's the second time in his life this has happened. He's like, yeah, I'll get out of here. It's like,
dude, they were dropping IQ scores on there again, too. And
well, one of the cops, they're like, did you realize Brendan was so severely limited? He's like, you know, I'm not in the business of conducting IQ tests. They're like, you couldn't tell? He's like, maybe socially. I don't know.
Didn't they give, I think they gave like a Dassey lineup of fucking...
I think Steven was in the 80s.
Yeah, before he was in the high 70s. Now they've bumped him up a little bit.
He's been reading.
It depends.
He's been reading in prison.
It also depends what test you take. Like, there's some that have a deviation, but they bumped him up a notch. Brandon, I think, went down a little.
I want to know what Peter's is.
42.
I wanted to see a little more of Peter Dassey. He was in the beginning, and then he was out.
I feel like he didn't show up to a lot of interviews because his car broke down, and so they gave up on him. But I agree with you. He disappeared, but he was gold.
He was great. He had the John Cena shirt in one of the pictures, which was great.
I want to hear more conversations with him and Brandon, because those were the best.
Yeah, the two of them together.
It was just, they talked in yas the whole time. Like, the full...
Yeah.
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 What do you want? Why am I on the phone?
Let me talk to that cocksucker.
Scott, what he wore to the court, this great, like, 1980s, like, nightclub shirt. He rolled up the sleeves. He looks so scummy.
He looks like he sells jet skis.
Yes.
That's what he reminds me of. A guy who sells jet skis.
Him and Barb had beautiful matching camo gear on at one point at the cabin. He's a big deer hunter.
What I wanted to know is, what do all these people do for income? What's Barb do? What's Scott do?
I remember Mama Avery was complaining because she's like, I heard Barb took off a month of work.
Yeah.
She's got $1,000 house payment. What's she going to do?
most people would love that price of a house payment.
Also, she said she was pissed at her, or she said she might have to, they might fire her because she was supposed to go pick up Brandon at like 4.
Yeah, she couldn't.
But she would have to leave work, and they go, you can't leave work? What kind of job? And they're like,
it's flexible.
Your son's a famous fucking...
Might be a sweatshop. They're like, if you walk out 1 minute early to pick up your son from prison.
That $1,000 house payment. It's kind of high, though, for that area.
No, yeah. But she had, everyone else had trailers. She had the house.
Dude, she's living with Scott. Scott's money bags.
When they showed Stephen Avery the inside of his place, because they've just let it go to hell. Like, remember they took the sink out? It was like, I saw like droppings on the counter. Like,
well, I mean, it hasn't been touched in
a
decade.
The lawyer's
something.
In there in like nice attire.
I loved when she wore her like outdoor gear. It was still like Chanel hiking boots.
She was shooting the gun wearing like Seagal violet shooting glasses. And she's like, that was pretty good shooting. Remember Nick Country? She says vowels weird.
Yeah, she's...
She says clothes.
She's Midwestern.
Yeah. She was... I like her style. I think she might get him off eventually.
She has no choice because she has invested hundreds of thousands of dollars of her own money,
her name is all
and
over
all
it.
That. But also think of the publicity. You get this guy out, you are...
Oh, book deals, movie deals.
You can ask your price on any client that comes in there. This is all... I mean, it's the greatest marketing scheme, not scheme, but greatest marketing plan ever for her.
It's like, I'm confident in myself. I'm going to put my own rep on it.
This is the most famous fucking case in the world right now.
What if she gets him out?
She gets him out.
They become lovers.
I could see it.
Best twist ever.
I could see it.
They talk a lot.
I know. And I was like...
She was like laughing, genuine laughter with him. Like, she thought he was funny.
She's so smart. But to listen to him talk, and the two of them, I was shocked that she communicated in such a compassionate way with him. I thought at some point she would get frustrated with listening to him talk.
At one point, she used the phrase he used because he's like, I'm scared they're going to backdoor me on this. And she went to her partner, and she's like, we can't backdoor him on that. I was like, she's using Stephen Avery lingo.
Maybe she gave him that.
It's true, too. What if she's like doing phone sex? She's like, turn the cameras off.
Dude, it'd be great.
She's like, what are you doing, Steven?
What if Ken Kratz calls Brandon Dassey and jerks off on the phone?
Hey, Brandon. It's me, Ken Kratz.
Can you say yeah?
He did interviews in swivel chairs multiple times, and he just moves constantly from side to side.
Who?
Kratz. He did one on TV where he did it, and he did an interview one-on-one, and he was doing it.
I like that one interview where there was a female interviewer, big thing, and she asked him like a really hard-hitting question. You could tell that he hated women so much. Aww. You could tell how like he wanted to fucking blow up in her face.
Oh, was that the one where he kept saying, I'm not the current prosecutor, I'm the former prosecutor?
Yeah.
Like, what about your book? I'm not here to answer about my book.
Yeah, and then she said she was like hitting him hard, and you could see the like misogyny in him just fucking boiling up.
I'm the high-class prosecutor, you're the angry vixen, you're the nymph, I'm the prize.
God, what a piece of shit. Yeah. He just loves those cameras.
It was a good
I love when Kathleen Zellner shits on Kratz. What a piece of shit he is. Because you know he watches it.
Yeah.
And it fucking drives him crazy.
Yes.
Because she's like, God, what an idiot Ken Kratz is. It's pathetic. And she, he just, oh,
you know why? Dude, she knows what she's doing, too. She knows he's going
to
watch it.
She wants him to blast. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I love when he just talks. The more he talks, the better it is for me. And she's challenged. So he's like, oh, you think I can't contain myself?
He can't.
I'm curious to see how it plays out.
They're gonna. I heard there's a season 3 possibly in the works. I don't know what they're gonna do, but I think it's in Zellner's court in order to she get some shit going. It could take a while.
Because, no, I think it's gonna take years,
but
a long time.
They're definitely. This isn't the end of the saga.
When just the more people,
unless Brandon gets shanked for fucking
ratting people
on the ice. Ice machine.
I just think it's the type of thing. The more people who see it, it's like, hey, why, what's going on? Like, why is Wisconsin? You know, why is there?
Dude, at this point, they've doubled down so hard that it. You know, do you know the lies and the fucking terrible miscarriages of justice that they would have to cop to if they fucking said?
How crazy is that one random truck driving witness who's like, it's that cop who fucking was on the stand.
I know, how crazy is
with
that
the car? He's like, wait, what, you saw that car? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then like nothing came of it.
Well, there was another backstory on that guy too, something that happened a long time
ago.
He was
involved in the first case with Steve.
Oh yeah,
he was like the main guy.
Yeah, how you would ever allow that to happen.
How about the coroner? The coroner lady, they wouldn't we'll arrest you if you show up.
They kind of skipped. They didn't spend. They should have spent more time on that, I thought, because I thought that was a major fucking deal. And she goes, I outrank all of you.
She quit her job because she was scared for her safety. For she like ruined her life.
But she outranked them all.
Yeah, she goes, I could arrest the sheriff.
I'm above all of you.
Yeah, she goes, they're like, we'll arrest you if you show up at the Avery house. She goes, it's a crime scene. I need to be there.
Yeah, no one. They go, it's a conflict
of interest. Shady.
Yeah, there was a lot of fucking, there was a lot of vendettas that there were.
Yeah. Here's a thing about Len Kaczynski, Das Man's lawyer.
His original lawyer.
The original lawyer, I think it was state appointed, wasn't it, or no? I don't think they hired him.
Oh, yeah, it might have been, because I thought he had money. Oh, yeah, you know, he was a public defender.
Yeah.
Those other two people, they work at Northwestern Law School.
This guy was clearly in cahoots, by the way, with the prosecution. Yeah, he was a real fucking idiot.
He even admitted, before his client was even tried, like, I don't know, that's a pretty damning testimony he gave.
So this is from the Daily Mail. Len Kaczynski is facing 5 years in jail if he's convicted for stalking the clerk of his court.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
An exclusive interview with 65-year-old Len Kaczynski, whose two-day trial began on December 6th coming up. He said he regrets this week. Said he regrets how he represented Dassey, but still thinks the trials for his client and Stephen Avery were handled well. And blames his current stalking and harassment charges on a toy cat that he calls Jag.
Yeah.
He
has a bunch of cats.
Yeah. So
I didn't realize he was married and had kids.
I didn't either. So this gives the backstory of that. We don't need that of
him. No, just get to the nitty gritty where he like starts he wants hugs from her and shit.
Yeah. So let's see here.
Because when I read this, nothing infuriates me more than Ken Kratz and this piece of shit. Like these fucking
this guy
guys.
Always smiles, that creepy smile.
He's the creepiest looking guy ever. I was like, this guy's a pedophile for sure.
So in the criminal complaint filed by in the Winnebago County, which you know is a nice county, District Attorney Christian Gossett, the court clerk,
by the way, allegedly
claimed Kaczynski had spent a year harassing her beginning in April 2017. She said this included Kaczynski coming to her office, making cat noises, and staring at her for 40 minutes.
Too cute, man. I bet he didn't blink once.
Meow. And she's like, it's been 30 minutes. Can you leave?
Get the fuck out of here.
Kaczynski also asked her to join in photos with his daughter and then followed her relatives' locations on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
In May 2017, she complained to officials who told Kaczynski to stop harassing the clerk and that a third person must be present whenever they have to meet for work.
What? How is that possible?
Why don't you just fire the guy?
I know. Why are you even allowing him in there?
The clerk said in the complaint, I have become so fearful of him that I am constantly looking over my shoulder to see if the judge is around.
Wow.
This shady motherfucker. In November 2017, Kaczynski sent an email complaining of continued surveillance by the administration and warned that he would bring fire and fury to the municipal building, which is a threat. Police Chief Tim Seaver interviewed Kaczynski over the over the email that he sent.
By the way, I would love to see this guy angry and I just think he has that same deadpan smile on his face, like, I'm gonna bring fire and what was it?
fire and fury
sounds
like
here.
Something Dillman would say in one of his classes.
You gotta bring fire, you gotta bring fury, and they love it.
Kaczynski said it about that email with the fire and fury. He was referring to a civil action he was going to file at the stop. Okay.
What a fucking piece of shit.
He said he had no weaponry, and but if he did, you would have something, which is a weird comment to make to a cop. December 2017, Kaczynski asked the clerk to be reprimanded for not expressing enough gratitude over him praising her on Facebook.
Dude, can you imagine?
What a creep.
Can you imagine how fucking mentally ill this guy is? How deranged he is? He wanted her, you know, I gave her praise on Facebook. Can you imagine going to her superior and being like, you know, I said some nice things on Facebook, and I think she reprimanded her because she didn't. She wasn't very grateful.
Could see him standing in her office.
That's insane.
There's something you want to say to me? She's like, about Facebook? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm giving you some compliments. Okay.
You know, I'm going to tell your boss that you're not very grateful here. So I hope this guy gets curb stomped.
He wanted gratitude for the Facebook, sweeping snow off her car, and for wishing her Christmas greetings. And he said he did not get the gratitude he deserved.
And so he tattled on her.
What a fucking idiot.
He tattled on her. This guy's mentally ill.
Yeah. The clerk got a restraining order against him in June. It banned him from having contact with her other than for work-related issues. And
why are you subjecting this young lady to this fucking pervert?
And barred him from contacting her family. He was getting in touch with her family, this fucking
I just want to let you know that your daughter's not very grateful. I swept snow off her car.
I said Merry Christmas.
I stared at her for 40 minutes and she didn't even say anything.
She doesn't even like my cat noises. On July 2nd of this year, Kaczynski, married with a son and daughter, was arrested for breaking the order by again sending the clerk personal emails. This fucking idiot.
He can't stop.
This guy's insane.
Dude, do you think that he talks to Ken Kratz?
I know what you're going through. All these young vixens are hard to stay away from.
You gotta keep writing, Len. He spent the night in jail and was released the following morning. Wisconsin's Supreme Court suspended him from the bench following his arrest.
Dude, please send this guy to like a federal prison where they will just fuck him up.
A place where he locked up a lot of guys.
Where they will just fucking shove a broomstick in his asshole.
An exclusive interview that he gave to Daily Mail, Kaczynski said he wanted to clarify why the clerk thought she heard him making cat sounds at her while he stayed in her office. He was speaking at an animal shelter. He loves the cats, and he was in Neenah, Wisconsin. He said the truth about all this is going to come out in court. Regarding cat sounds, I think she was talking about a toy cat that I had in the office.
By the way, where the fuck you have a toy cat in the office?
He's a creep. It's called Jag, after the judge advocate general. I love cats. I'm playing with my feline friends now. I'm a cat socializer, which is the creepiest term I've ever heard in my life.
Also, let's be honest with you. The cat sounds are the least of the worries in this case. Like, you stalked her. You had her tried to have her reprimanded because she didn't give you gratitude back. You were so creepy that she couldn't be alone with you. The cat sounds.
I could see him taking the toy cat to his ear. What's that, Jag? You want to lick her pussy? Oh, you naughty cat. I didn't say it. It was the cat.
Man, that dude was a weirdo.
He says, sometimes I'd have that toy in the office. That is what she may have heard. It's a white and brown toy cat I purchased when I was in Charlottesville, Virginia. I was there once run a marathon with my daughter.
You're talking about the least concerning thing. You're addressing one thing of multiple allegations.
He goes on. The cat meows when it's squeezed, but it's nothing frightening.
This guy keeps going with it.
It's all he's got. It would make most people laugh. I don't know if we'll be bringing it in as an exhibit yet. This thing's going to be in court.
Dude, what is wrong with this guy?
We want to bring Jag to the stand?
Dude, this guy's... he just won't let it go. The cat sounds. Come on.
He said, the reason I was in the office with her for so long was because when you want to observe how an employee deals with customer service, you have to wait for a customer to come in. So you just stand there waiting. See how they handle
also,
it.
Wait.
That's why I'd be there.
Yeah, but that's not even his job. He's the fucking lawyer.
No, he has nothing to do
with
it.
What are you talking about?
He said, I took along something to read or would go through my Facebook page. So he would just sit there like a fucking creep and read a book next to this woman trying to do her job.
But he also did it. Like, how many times did he have to see how she interacted with people? because he was doing it every fucking day.
He said, I'd go there for short periods of time to check on her general attitude. It's what any good supervisor does.
Wow.
The cat noise was hardly any type of advance upon her or a threat. It wasn't a hissing cat. It could be a little weird, but nothing frightening. This guy's so creepy.
Wow.
Some people regard cat noise as obnoxious in the same way they regard whistling as obnoxious. So this guy's just constantly hitting the fucking meow, meow.
He can't stop. He can't stop.
This guy's insane. This guy's insane.
This guy actually went to law school. He represents people.
Yes.
They should have all of these cases. By the way, you know what happens too if they let Dassey and Stephen Avery out? Well, they have to go back and every person that was put away by Ken Kratz,
yeah,
or anybody associated with this, everything has to be reviewed.
Yeah,
and every case has to be retried.
Cause them a ton of work.
It's going to be a fucking shit show. So they literally can't do it, but they're going to have no choice but to do it.
This guy, he said he missed the thing with Das Man. He let Das Man get interviewed without him because he was writing
making
reports.
Cat sounds.
Yeah. He was writing reports for the U.S. Army Reserve, and he said, my Army duty came first. How about your job for fucking defending this
Dude,
guy?
No, your Army duty doesn't come first to defending. You took an oath to fucking serve this fucking guy. You can't say that your Army duty. He's not even active.
He said, in hindsight, I should have delayed it. Yeah, you think?
What a dumbass.
He said, he goes, I don't know if Dassey's an innocent man or not. That's for God to decide. I never judge my clients. I just judge whether they're treated fairly by the system, whether it's been proved by lawful means.
Did he think he was judged fairly?
He does, yeah. He says he's had numerous appeals and blah, 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 blah. This guy and his fucking cats, you fucking... Ken Kratz and the cat man.
Dude. Cat Kratz.
This guy's fucking creepy.
Ken Kraps.
He said he thinks, Kaczynski says he thinks Avery's never going to be let out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at some point, there's so much publicity. The problem is it dies down, everyone forgets, and they move on to something else. But there's a lot of heat coming down on them at this point. It's not making look at that state look too good. But
Kaczynski had leukemia, he said, during the first season of Making a Murderer.
What is that? Was supposed to feel sympathy for
he
you?
He said that was kind of a bummer. That's what the guy said.
Then he said, meow.
He said, I was getting calls day and night on my phone and just torrents of hate messages and tweets. They still occasionally come, but not too often. I'm good now.
I think he's going to have a resurgence with this new case that he's being tried for.
He said, I need to gain about 15 pounds, a problem many people would love to have. This guy's a fucking freak.
He's a weird dude.
Go play with your fucking cat figure, you freak.
Oh, man. Well, that's season two of Making a Murderer.
There you go.
Season three will hopefully be upon us
at
some point.
And we have a lot of phone calls. A lot.
We may become pen pals with the Das Man.
We'll see what happens.
We might be able to get a phone call.
Oh, man.
That would be great.
It would be a dream come true.
What if he starts calling all the time? It's like Bushman. It's just like,
yeah, what are you guys doing? You see Lethal Weapons?
Saw Lethal Weapon.
He's got two weapons, though.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be plural?
Sometimes Stephen Avery would do that to Kathleen Zellner. He would just do a yeah and pause, and you could tell didn't know how to handle it. She'd be like...
She didn't grow up in the Dassey clan.
Yeah.
If you grow up in the Dassey clan, the yeah pause is just... That's a foregone conclusion. You know you're getting that every other sentence.
By the way, why... Why does Barb have another name? Why is her name Yonda? They said, like, they kept saying, like, that the house was in the name of Yonda, but everyone knows that's synonymous with the Averys. I didn't get, like,
the house of Yonda?
It was weird. I was like, what? And they never explained it.
Barb, Yonda, I see the connection.
over Yonda.
Yeah. Yonda? Oh, can I talk to Bobby? They say he might have done it.
He's like, hey, dude, I didn't do it. Hey, this is Bobby. I didn't do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't do it.
I only looked at WrestleMania stuff on the computer. You were looking up horse cum and women with bones showing.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
You shut the fuck up, Brandon. None of my family did it.
Who is that son of a bitch? Is that Brandon? You're not taking Bobby down,
he
too.
He turns on him.
Scott just comes out of nowhere.
I think I think Barb supports Scott. I think it's a sugar mama situation.
Here's what my hypothesis for this is. That Bobby does it, Barb finds out about it, And Scott helps him cover it up.
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like,
allegedly.
They never thought Brandon would take the fall, but that was a bad part of their plan. And now they feel horrible.
Came out of nowhere, yeah. Where he was like,
they didn't think he would incriminate himself.
That's why she's giving him extra money for ice cream, yeah. And everything.
That's why she calls, why Scott's going to visit him all the time.
Yeah. So then they're like, fuck that. I want to know what was Steven's, what was his relationship with Barb before all this?
Seemed like they were all right, but it's hard to tell.
But they also were like, well, we're just going to get Steven and blame him. So there must have been some problem.
When the sister's like, keep going with it, Steven. You're going to have a dead sister.
Yeah.
He's like, well, okay.
Dude, do you think that Steven may have boned like an old girlfriend of Scott's?
I think he may have boned Scott as a power play.
Because when Scott threatened him, he goes, I hope you get out. I'm going to kick your ass. He goes, I ain't scared of him.
And Barb's like, you two, stop it.
Dude, I think Stevie boy will take Scott. He's seen some shit, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, he's in prison. Let's not forget that he's got some screw loose, you know, whether he did it or not. He's not a normal
Scott
guy.
Scott seems scrappy, though.
Scott's got the earring. So, and he wears, like, sweet Oakley blade sunglasses.
Yeah. That whole area is trapped in 1993.
Oh, it's great.
But Scott... He definitely was like, fuck that. We're going to pin this on that son of a bitch, Steve.
Yeah, he didn't.
Because he's like, who cares? He burned that. Do you see the connection here? Steven Avery burned a cat alive, and you got Len.
He was a cat lover. He couldn't. He hates it.
That's why he probably wanted to take the whole Avery clan down.
Len Kaczynski. Meow. Well, I got to sit here for 4 hours, see how you are with customers, so don't mind me. I'll be jerking off over here.
You really think he said that? No, what he did was creepily stared at her and went, meow.
And the chick's like, God, I hate my job.
And he just had that fucking, you know what he looks like? He looks like a scary clown that just has that permanent shit-eating grin on his face.
And he has like a vacant look in his eyes. Like he's just bizarre.
Looks like
like if you told me that guy was a serial killer, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
He looks like he's just been sniffing his own farts all day. He just loves it.
He has a Lloyd Christmas bang line, like a real front forward. Looks like he dyes his hair blonde, but I think.
I can never figure out how people like this actually survive in society.
Or
like,
make a living.
He had a house.
Yeah.
He went to work.
I mean, he's a cat socializer. We know that.
I don't even know what that means.
It means he's social with cats.
But what's a cat socializer?
I don't know. You fuck
I mean,
him?
I get it if you're a cat mixer. Like, you go to a lot of mixers.
I get it if you're a cat dancer.
He would have loved the cat dancers. Those cats look too big for him.
Switching gears, I want to start something called the Anti-Heights. For the Eric Heights, who claimed he was going to ride a bike cross country.
Call it the Lows.
Never did it. The Anti-Heights, like the Antichrist.
I think we call him Eric Lows.
Somebody sent me a thing on Twitter for an Anti-Heights. This guy is like this 300-pound black man. He's like 50 years
old.
Are
you saying a category for Anti-Heights?
Guys who were actually doing things.
Oh. You got to make it sound more positive, though.
But you're like, yeah, it's true.
Because when I say it sounds like...
But the Heights is bad, so if you're the Anti-Heights,
they could be height whippers.
So this black guy, there was a video. Someone did like a mini documentary on
YouTube.
By the
way, if you don't know, Eric Heights is the fucking...
Fat guy.
500-pound dude who tried to ride across the country, made it about 30 miles in 80 months.
And then just talks about doing it nonstop. And
makes all these reasons why... My bike tires popped. My doctor said I can't do it.
I got a hemorrhoid.
So this guy's thing is, this guy loves baseball. I don't know what his background in the sport is. So he goes to batting cages. He crosses the do not cross line. Goes about 8 feet from the fucking...
Oh, no shit.
From the source. So the ball is coming at him at like 200 miles.
And he fucking hits him?
He shortens his swing up. Like someone on Twitter took exception to the fact that his swing was so short and like it was real shitty. But he this guy keeps stats. He's like, I missed like one in my last 1,800. Dude, this guy.
Dude, his reaction time must be phenomenal.
They showed other people trying to do it. None of them could touch
it. How old
is
this guy?
He was like 50.
He's got that kind of reaction time?
He was a corrections officer. I've never seen confidence like this man. He's like, I was born to be a hero. That's why I got into corrections. And he's like,
shouldn't he have been a fireman or a policeman?
He's like, when I get in that cage, it takes extreme concentration. I can't, if I blink, if I think about something else, I'm going to miss that ball.
Jesus.
And he's like,
Yeah, I ain't saying I'm a pro player, but you could put pros in here. They can't do what I do.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, playing the game and actually hitting in a batting cage are two different things.
He said employees used to yell at him because he was crossing the line.
Because they thought he was going to get injured.
But then they saw what he was capable of, and he's a regular.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like
the reaction time for a 50-year-old guy. I mean,
dude, he's like 300 pounds. He's fat. He's
really?
Not, yeah, he's fat. He's a legitimate fat
Does
guy.
He know like the timing of the things?
I don't know.
It has to be something.
This guy is just like a crazy.
I mean, you have to swing before it comes out of the fucking machine.
And by the way, if one of those things is errant and hits you, it's going to fucking.
Do they go errant?
I've been hit by one.
Really?
But like the old school ones, it's a spatula that just goes like that.
Now, what do they shoot them out of a tube?
Yeah, now it's much more precise.
It's someone would get all wonky.
Yeah. No, I got hit by one. I was like, what the fuck?
I could never hit anything in the batting cage.
This guy was like, it was crazy. You're like, what the fuck? And he just sits there and he just hits over and over and over again. Okay, he's doing it in the rain. It's like pouring on him. And he's just out there by himself. Which is weird to take pride in because it really doesn't.
I was just going to say, it's a weird bragging right. Yeah, is there anybody else doing this?
I don't think so.
How did he even start it? He's like, you know what? Fuck this. I can get up closer.
To be honest, I don't know why he started. But he said he's been doing it for years. And he loves it. Well. It's bizarre. So anyway, that's just a setup for the real meat and potatoes. This is from the BBC. Barb sent me this.
The big black cocks?
Yeah. There's a guy named Ross Edgley. He's 33. So this guy, he decided that he calls himself an adventurer, and he wanted to become the first person to swim 1,780 miles around Great Britain.
So he just swam around the whole island.
Yeah. So he was joined by 300 swimmers for the last mile before he arrived. He left the Kent town on June 1st and has not set foot on land since. Swimming up to 12 hours a day and eating more than 500 bananas during the journey.
That's all he eats? What does he do? Does he sleep on a boat at night?
Yeah, I don't know. Does he go on a boat or does he just like tread water?
No, you can't tread water while you're sleeping.
he must go on a boat.
I think you have to go on a boat and sleep.
He said he's battled strong tides and currents and cold waters. He's braved storms, jellyfish, and he had to swim in late autumn, which I'm imagining is very fucking cold.
Oh, my God.
The effort's taken its toll on his body. He has shoulder pain.
Isn't this a guy, his skin's peeling off?
I think so. Wetsuit chafing. And, by the way, his tongue is partially disintegrated from saltwater exposure.
How is that? How does your tongue disintegrate?
I think he's just in the water for so long that the salt eats away at the tongue.
Why keep going?
I don't know.
I think I got no tongue anymore.
Dude, this guy is so
bad. This guy's not going to be eating pussy for a while.
Back on dry land, he told the BBC that despite needing to learn to walk again after being in the water for so long.
Oh, my God.
He's still not quite bored of swimming, and he's looking for his next challenge.
Eric Heitz, you fucking loser.
he was supported in his swim by a Cornish sailor, Matthew Knight, from his catamaran.
Who has the time and money to like follow this guy to be his coach? What do you do all day? Swimming 12 hours? You're like, oh, God.
He must just be shitting in the water, you would guess.
Does he have iPods in it or I don't know. Whatever, earbuds?
I don't know.
He's got some waterproof beats going.
They said he got a rousing ovation from supporters.
I hope so.
Came to land. He said getting that reception makes it all worthwhile. You've lost part of your tongue.
Wow.
He said there's not many places you come in and people are asking you to sign bananas, by the way, which is going to go bad after like 3 minutes.
You know how people are.
Sign my dick banana.
Yeah. Your Dan banana. Madonna.
He's already in the Guinness Book of World Records after completing a rope climb the equivalent height of Mount Everest in 19 hours in April of 2016. That was 2 months after doing a marathon while pulling a car.
Wait, shut up. He pulled a car while doing a marathon? Shut the fuck up. Shut up!
That's
also more impressive than anything.
26 miles.
How old is this guy?
It doesn't say his age.
What kind of phenomenal shape is he in?
I'll show you. He doesn't look that crazy. I think it's more mental willpower than anything.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
he said in 2017, he attempted to swim the 24.8 miles between Martinique and St. Lucia while pulling a 100-pound tree trunk, but it ended in disappointment. How do you not drown?
I mean, it floats, but...
Dude, it's crazy.
It's amazing that you can even pull it.
He looks like he's in good shape. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. He's in a wetsuit.
Yeah, but these guys aren't, like, on the exterior, because their bodies have been put through so much, that they're oddly have a weird physique. All of, like, ultra marathoners and stuff, they're not jacked. They have like
yeah, there he is. There, I don't know. It's like he's wearing baggy.
Yeah, all like extreme athletes have a different physique than what you would ever imagine. Because I think their body consumes so many fucking calories. I don't think you can keep muscle on. I don't think you keep anything on.
Yeah, like I said, I think a lot of that is a mindset. This guy's fucking running marathons, pulling cars. It's insane. That's
crazy.
It's the anti.
Let's do one more, and then we'll go. We got to do another episode.
All right, we're pre-recording here, guys. We're pulling the curtain.
This is a day after the job. Oh, if you listened to last week's episode. I don't think I explained it too well, the glitch. I just said there was a glitch. We ran out of space on the recorder.
Yeah.
And didn't know it. And then...
caught it in time, fortunately.
Yeah, so if there's just a random topic switch.
Yeah.
I thought I'd explained it, but I said the card was full. I don't think anyone knew what the fuck that meant.
We'll figure it out.
But that was what happened.
So someone sent me on Twitter. I forget who it was. Sorry. This is Social News Daily.
Apparently, Social News Daily. What the fuck kind of publication is this?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Very strange.
So I guess there's a mall in the UK. Where is this? The mall, it's called Tynwald Mills. It's located in the Isle of Man, which is that famous car race.
Motorcycle race.
I guess mall officials, I would assume this is a joke that went awry. So they put up a polar bear, like a big like kind of Christmassy motif.
Oh, I
and it just looks like one polar bear is fucking the other.
Why would they put it like that?
One standing up behind one that's bent over, just taking.
They knew
the
what
ass.
They were doing.
Yeah, I think it's a joke.
I think this was definitely get some publicity.
And so people were upset. Some people found it amusing. Some people were appalled by it.
Was it last year that some place in England also did something with like a Santa thing that got a lot of heat? And they go, oh, yeah, we'll change it. But it also got them a shitload of publicity.
Yeah, I think this is kind of the same deal.
Yeah. If you're for a store, man, I don't know why Macy's in like New York and downtown Manhattan there doesn't just put up like people butt fucking for real.
And mannequins. They're
getting a lot of publicity.
Sex mannequins?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see, I mean, if you want, Google image it for those listening. It's just, I mean, there's no coincidence here. I mean,
yeah,
it looks like, it just looks like a bear fucking a bear.
Where do you buy those big polar bears? Do you have them made?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's reminds me of the polar bear that ripped apart those tents. They're waiting out there for Black Friday.
That's a great, that guy's a hero.
Dude, I had to go buy ink at Best Buy on Friday, Black Friday, because I needed to print something, and the print shop across the street here isn't open for some reason. They were closed all weekend, so I had no choice, and I went in there, and I'll tell you what, I don't know what the fuck possesses people to go into anywhere.
I went to Target.
On that day. Did you?
It was late in the day.
This was, I parked.
The bargains aren't even that good, by the way.
No, I know.
Most of them.
Yeah. You can get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
I went to...
Cyber Monday is a lot better, in my opinion.
I parked in the neighborhood because it's like there's a Costco, there's a Best Buy. There used to be a Toys R Us in this section in Los Feliz. And I always climb the fence. It becomes so popular to climb the fence and not park that somebody put up a crate that's like a ladder. So you climb the crate and then you jump over the fence. But I went in there. I go, this is insane. Why anybody would actually go shopping? Like, I had no choice.
What are people even getting there?
Dude, I don't fucking know. But
printing paper?
I've never seen so many people in my life.
Fucking Sharpies?
It was insane.
And they're just all...
They're just like sheep. They've been programmed. Like,
they all want that bargain.
You got to go in there.
It's crazy that it starts on Thursday night now.
I know.
The sales. Like, you're not even fucking digesting your dinner. You got to run out.
Dude, people go intense. What's wrong with you mentally?
Yeah.
You have some sort of issue. If you're willing to go after, I'm going to eat, then I'm going to get in my tent, and I'm going to camp out to save what? How about you just don't buy it then? If you need something so bad that you need to save a couple bucks on it, that you're spending 2 days in a fucking tent, just don't fucking buy it.
Speaking of which, there's this Pennsylvania teacher, Barb sent me this, and she's like, she wants to make a statement against consumerism. And so she's wearing the same outfit as a teacher 100 days in a row. You imagine the BO on that thing?
Dude, I got to be honest with you, though. I'm sure she washes it at night.
But you think every night?
Dude, I wear basically the same outfit every fucking day.
Right. So do you. You got like...
No, it's
not. We have like three different shirts that we wear. Same fucking jeans. It's not that far off from what we're doing.
But as a teacher, it's just bizarre that you can see it's the same thing every day.
Why not the whole year? Why only 100 days?
I finally bought some new pants. First time I bought new pants in probably 10 years. It was such a humiliating experience.
And then another quick one is, did you see the guy, the American fucking missionary who went to that island in India?
Oh, dude, I've been watching.
Bow and arrow to death.
Dude, I've been watching.
The authorities get close. They threaten him with bow and arrow. They have to leave.
Dude, I spent half a day watching every video of anyone who's ever tried to come in contact with them. It's so great.
They say if you step anywhere near that island, they kill you.
Yeah. Dude, they do a mocking dance of you. They do this thing where they like put their hands up and dance around, and they say that they're making fun of you. And so then,
why would you go there?
Because,
they don't want it.
Because everybody, dude, that missionary got what he deserved. I got to be honest with you. He was fucking.
They openly say we don't want anyone here.
Also, you're gonna bring
and
disease.
We'll kill you.
You're gonna bring disease and kill them. They don't need God. They don't need your God. They've been there for 60,000 years. You fucking dickheads.
You know who would try to go there? The lady who tried to convert you on the live All Things Comedy podcast,
dude.
They bow and arrow you. That's a bad way to go.
Did you see the helicopter footage?
No.
There was a tsunami there, and they went to go check and see if anybody needed help. And as soon as the helicopters started lowering, they were fucking throwing spears at it, firing arrows.
They must, you would think, be pretty. I mean, obviously, these people are unarmed, but they must be good at.
I mean, they've survived for 55, 60,000 years.
And they're just on this island.
Dude, how inbred are they? That's the craziest thing.
We should go there, see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Me, you, and Little.
No.
Yeah, we could take them, three of us.
There was one guy.
Give me a bow and arrow, Neil. 1 week to train. I'll kill every one of them.
There was one guy who made it on there, who they accepted. And there's photos of him on there, and they're squeezing. He's a fat guy. He's squeezing his tits.
Is that what saved him?
No, but what I think is that guy brought a couple of people with him. I think after they left, probably a bunch of people got sick and died. And they're like, okay, from now on,
yeah,
we didn't let anybody in. Then we saw this big fat guy who we probably thought was hilarious. We pinched his titties, took a bunch of photos with him, and then we left.
He's like Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. He got the acceptance.
Do you see where they were like throwing coconuts to him to try to befriend him? There's some great YouTube footage.
Why would this American guy go there? What the fuck? What is wrong
fucking,
with people?
Dude, he's deranged.
But it's like, why go to like an easier spot?
Because he wants to save them by bringing Jesus to them.
Yeah, well,
you're a fucking moron.
You get an arrow to the heart.
Yeah, well, have fun burning in hell for trying to fucking kill these people.
They won't even give the body back.
Yeah, there's two fishermen that they tried to get the bodies back. I felt bad for these guys. These guys accidentally washed up ashore. They're like ship sank or something. I think they're on lifeboats. They washed ashore. These guys are sleeping. These motherfuckers killed them in their sleep. And then not just killed them, but like did weird shit to their bodies.
Oh, I can imagine.
Then they tried to go in there and get their bodies out because they thought it might bring disease to but they wouldn't let them.
Some fucking crazy, someone's going to try to do like a documentary about these people and get
killed.
They've
been trying for years.
No, they're not going to let you in.
Yeah, but they've the government now said leave them alone.
Yeah.
And they don't know how many there are. They say there could be between 50 and like 200.
Jesus.
So the only thing they have are, I was wondering what was their, like what year did they see their first airplane or helicopter?
And how crazy
was that for them?
Well, and they probably still don't even know really what it is.
Yeah.
They're probably just like, they probably have like some sort of weird mythology, like the giant bird or something crazy.
Dude, their dance is great. It seems like just a bunch of assholes that live on an island who are just like, fuck you guys. We'll kill the shit out of you.
Yeah, they let me in there, O'Neal.
I'll give them a jab.
They'd accept,
then they'll respect me.
They'd accept, can I leg kick them? Can I kick them? Kick them in the face?
It's worth taking a look at some of the footage of these guys. It's pretty funny. I love when they start shooting arrows at people.
What a bizarre thing. Crazy, too, that their weapons, like, say, I mean, if you wanted to go in there with guns, these obviously you'd probably do pretty well.
But, I mean, then it's like you're going in there for genocide.
No, I know. But it's just crazy, though, that like that with arrows, they're taking people out.
It shows you what a bunch of assholes we are. We're like, these guys are totally fine, but for some reason, we need to go in there and talk to them, see them.
They want to be left alone. Leave them alone.
I know, but we can't keep our fucking, especially, it had to be an American missionary.
Hit the like, kids, hey. The guy's parents said, they're like, we forgive them and.
No, oh, we, forgive them. they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, he knocked
your
on
dickhead
their,
son.
He knocked on, he tried to kick their door down. He didn't even knock.
By the way, you fucking.
Who took them there, by the way? All those people are getting arrested.
Bribe fishermen.
They're all getting
to drop
arrested,
them off.
By the way.
Really?
Like six people, yeah.
Why?
Because
he knew.
No, I know, but it's like, why is it their fault? It's the guy's fault.
Dude, so you think for missionaries, this is like the ultimate, this is the top of the heap. If people are like, the street cred for life, if you could convert these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think he would become like a saint.
Dude, his parents are assholes. Do you know what? There's nothing to forgive. They did nothing wrong. You were trying to go to two people who don't even know what civilization is, and you were trying to fucking convert them?
Then they were like, we understand. They're not going to give the body back. We get it. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, just leave people alone.
It's insane.
Oh, God.
Bow and arrow. But let's get out of here. Check all our stuff out on Beach Cops out on Patreon. Oh, and also you got to check out that BetDSI. Can't forget that.
Yeah. Check out BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101.
A lot of good sporting events coming up. You got John Jones and Gustafson. Put some money on that. You got college football. The playoffs are coming up. NFL playoffs are coming up. You got college basketball's going down.
Fucking Super Bowl's going to be
here
soon.
You got all sorts of stuff. There's no excuse to not gamble.
You can get it you can get the app on your phone. You can do it on your computer. You get paid quick.
You can bet on whether 20 years. John Little will regret taking his smoke detector down.
That might not be on there. It's DO101.
Yeah, so and check out, like I said, Beach Cops on Patreon. Thank you for those who have. Boner City t-shirts are available at Boner City. Is it Threadless? Boner City.
Threadless.com.
Yes, and the True Blue Beach Pony t-shirts are Danish and O'Neill.threadless.com.
Yeah.
And buy our dirt, as Matt Roloff once said.
Buy our fucking dirt. Take her sleazy.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get out of here.
Danish O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed, Danish and O'Neill's a beat.
What happened? They spoke. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, because now I will snatch everything.